Okay, welcome everybody. This is
Heart to Heart.
Short podcast talk between daddies and sons. Yes. You get to talk, you get to ask anything, right? And I'm compelled to be vulnerable and honest. But we have a special edition today. I have a special friend with us. A good friend of mine. We've been in our sort of group of couples, friends who are also couples and also mommies and daddies. And mga pinag-usapan namin, mga kalokohan namin bilang mga daddy and mom. And he's been sobrang consistent. I really appreciate him coming to me. Okay lang ba, Philip, tell about where you work? Is that fine?
Yeah.
Oh, he worked at Twitter Philippines. And so he's much better at social media than I am. Ako na pinipilitan lang ako ng anak ko. But consistently, and right now, especially with the pandemic, he is with his two sons at home. His son is going, Liam and Luke. Luke is with us. Hi, Luke.
Hey, me.
Hi, Luke.
Hey.
Hi.
So, nauna pa si Luke. So, we want to say hi to John Philip Mendoza. Philip Mendoza, married to Lois, father of Liam and Luke. Welcome, my good friend. Hey, Philip.
Hello. Hi, Pastor Carlo and Eli. Hi.
Say hi. Hi, buds. Hello.
Hi.
Parehong nababaliw sa season na to, but he's... Well, for me, Philip, ikaw, you're thriving in this season, aren't you? What would you say?
I'd like to think so. it's a bit more than anything else. We're homebodies kasi. So, we're very comfortable with the home setting.
Hi, Liam.
Say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Also, his eldest son, Liam's here. Kaya yan, we're gonna be talking about daddies. Kumusta kami mga daddies and sons during this time especially? So, Liam, how are you doing with this, with your homeschooling and everything? Yeah? Do you like it that daddy's at home?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Do you like Luke? What does daddy get to do with you? What do you do? Do you play? Or Liam or Luke? What are the things that you and your daddy do at home?
If there's time we play basketball, it can either be real basketball or on PlayStation.
Man. So, isa ka sa mga... Kasi tinatanong ko yung mga ibang mag-ama minsan, what do you prefer? Being with daddy or being with your gadget? Tapos sabi ng isa, being with daddy because he plays the gadget. So, I play the gadget also. NBA ba yung laro nyo lagi?
Yes.
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 But the reason why you go play on the gadget is because I play on the gadget.
Tayo baliktad. You like to play gadget. Si Ilya yung nag-ano sa akin.
Although I edit on.
So Liam is how many years old?
Liam is 12.
12. Si Luke.
Luke is? How old are you?
Four. Yeah.
Turning 4.
Wow. So iba yung laro niyo ni Luke.
Yes, different phases in their lives. So Liam, medyo more mature na physical basketball.
Look
with
this.
Luke, child's play.
Pero hawak na ni Luke yung phone. Gusto ba niya yon yung phone? Looking at that,
we give him the time in a week where he can use the phone to play yung mga games for kids. Pero it's
look
only parang controlled na
look
manner.
Look.
I see Luke. I see the phone. Is that your favorite phone? Bakit gusto ba niya yung dark? Mga Star Wars nga eh.
Yeah.
Wow. Bagong face ba ni ano yan, Luke? Star Wars?
Not really. I have these things on my desk.
Nice.
So
Stormtrooper heads. Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Liam, napanood mo daw marathon. Nag-marathon ka daw ng Star Wars, ah.
Yes.
What's your favorite episode?
Either Revenge of the Sith or Return of the Jedi.
Wow. So episode 3 and episode 6. Ikaw ba, Philip? Anong favorite, personal favorite mo? Napanood mo ba when they came out in theaters?
No. Lahat...
downloaded.
Movies lang. Yeah, downloaded.
with your son.
Yes. Pero he finished everything. I'm like only done with three movies, the first three. The 1, 2, and 3 I haven't seen. Only in ano lang, in parts lang. I haven't seen the whole thing.
So yung Empire Strikes Back ang naparod mo, Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Ikaw, ano favorite mo?
It's weird. I haven't seen this movie yet, pero it's the scene that always made a mark on me. Yung si Anakin, he was still discovering na he's struggling between the dark side and yung with the Jedi, diba? So I think was that
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, yung nag-away sila ni Obi-Wan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then Senator Palpatine parang got him. Yeah, so that scene was very strong for me. Even though I haven't seen that movie, yung scene always makes a mark. Yeah.
Oh, bakit kaya? Tingin mo, why may ganun ka rin ba struggles?
I guess it applies to everyone.
Yes.
Even for dads, right? That we have positive or the good influence or the good presence or spirit. And then on the other side, they're also being tempted with more power, with more, I don't know, things of this world, as we call it. So everyone, I believe, goes through that struggle. And I feel like it was very much interpreted very well dun sa scene na yun. Kasi whatever decision Anakin makes at that point impacts several years forward of his life. Wherein, you know, in effect, that's episode 4, 5, and 6. So I think for us, it happens. You know, we may not know. We make decisions, pero it impacts the future for us. So...
Grabe, I see Liam is holding up a Star Wars. Is that a source book? Behind this is...
Yeah.
Wow. Ang appreciate ko sa Star Wars, yung generational aspect niya. Kita mo eh. What happens in one generation, how it affects the next and the next.
Exactly.
Yeah. So talking about family and your dads, is there something like that going on? Something generationally that is part of your trials and triumphs as a dad?
I would say kasi growing up I did have different father figures. I would say there wasn't anyone now na permanent na he was there all throughout for me. Parang in my years iba-iba sila eh. Through time when I was younger, when I was growing up, when I was turning into a man, different stages iba-iba yung tao. So now, being a dad, I would guess struggle for me is how to patch everything. Parang okay, these were like my influences. How do I get through it? Which of those practices are right? Which are not so right? So I guess that's where the struggle is. Not having that constant or singular presence, I would say. There was a constant presence, pero not singular, so there are always different points of views. When I was
example
growing
ka ba? Of course, wala naman tayong pinipilit sa mga tao, but just as a to empathize with your experience, may sample ka ba ng ganun na?
I think this is kind of one struggle that I'm experiencing at the moment. So remember when we were young, tapos we were growing up, di ba? We were turning into teens.
Yes.
And if you ask any parent or any tito, like, okay, oh, yan, lumalaki na siya. He's discovering things now. How do we guide this young boy? And what we will always hear is, okay lang yan, lalaki yan, pabayaan mo yan. He's gonna do well. You don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, pero, magkamali, masaktan, ganyan-ganyan. Dapat
matulog doon. He's fine. Yeah? Like, pabayaan mo, walang mangyayari dyan. But now that we're at a point when, you know, we get to spend time with our kids every single day, 24/7, I would say, you want to be more involved. Parang ayaw mo lang iasa dun sa pabayaan mo na lang yan. He's gonna grow and know things. Like, what are we here for then? Diba? So me and my wife, we always talk about, okay, and now Liam is growing up. How do we continue to raise him in a manner that pleases God, in a manner that's rightful to God. Kasi, again, otherwise, if we don't really intend to be a part of that, then we're doing us as parents a disservice, and more importantly, our kids.
Wow.
You know, in terms of raising them. So,
so I hope you don't mind. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. I hope you don't mind. I'll ask Liam straight talk. Liam, now, yeah, you hear your God's heart. He wants to be involved. We don't quite have it all together. We're all figuring it out. Ika, how would you describe your dad being involved? How does it feel to you?
It's good to know, since he always asks what's happening when things were still normal, what's happening in school, what we did. It's not just greeting someone, just greeting then.
How was your day? Tas tapos na. Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
And we're really cautious to check on him, me and my wife, in terms of how is he adjusting with this new normal, new environment, new schooling. So,
ito gusto kong matanong sa inyo. Do you go to the level of feelings? I mean, that I did as an adult. But I think as kids, hindi ko yata masyado naranasan yun din. I mean, of course, we love our dads, and but they were a different generation, iba yung style. Pero ngayon, para mas open na yata ang talking about how you feel about that. Eh. Ako lang ba yun? Na-strange sa akin yung binusapan. Do you guys do that?
Me and my dad camp.
Wow. Okay. Parang kailangan pag-usapan yung mga gano'n.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to be better. Pero me and my dad camp is always parang an influence. Mm-hmm. For us to be more involved and intentional with our kids, more than just checking how their day were, how their day went by. It's more on really talking to them about how they feel. Siguro much deeper na conversations. Because as parents, we kind of tend to own up yung deeper conversations amongst ourselves. And my wife has always been reminding me na naiintindihan niya na yan. You can ask him those questions. He understands. So yeah, that's something we're working on.
I love it, Philip. I love how I see how you want your great desire to really be part of their lives, to be a guiding force, but also your humility in saying you don't have it all together and there are many ideas that you're putting together. What are the things ngayon really help you out?
Wala talaga, Pastor Carlo, in terms of yung not having it together. Di talaga, every day is a struggle.
Oh,
every day is a struggle.
What helps?
You only get by God's grace. Kagaya ng devotion. Devotion is something that I've been trying to nail down for the last,
later.
I don't know, 10-15 years. Pero up to now, devotion ko pa rin. Minsan MWF, minsan TTH, pabago-bago, sporadic. Pero I think it's part of God's plan. Sabi nga, yung timing is always God's timing, not based on when we want it happen. Na parang, teka, dapat kaya ko nang gawin to, tagal ko na. Dapat nakapag-devotion na ako consistently. Pero it really takes time, and it's not our time, it's God's time. So I can say na even if my devotions are still not happening every day, I feel like it's much deeper whenever I get into it. Again, courtesy of my wife, I opened up into taking notes. So sinusulat ko yung mga binabasa ko, yung mga naiintindihan ko. It helps. It helps you understand it better, and yun nga, meron kang reference. So,
dude, daig mo na ako. Ako, nag-notes lang ako pang preaching ko. Alin, you're doing it for yourself. Good job. Kala ko na balik kanya journaling din. Yes, Luke. Ikaw. But you're right. And I love it. What I love about you guys is that you can have the discipline, pero yung attitude towards it, minsan ako, napipilit ko naman talaga, but really just to check it off the list. Minsan, di ba? So, but I can see it, your pursuit for these things. But definitely, you said, and ilang beses mo na mention wife, no? Talagang si Lois, laking bagay, and parenting, yeah. Nothing.
And I guess it's different for everyone, eh. So just to share, is it okay if I share? So Liam, he does his devotion every day.
That's better.
He's like
talaga.
12 years old. Oh, I get to it every day. Siya, he's 12 years old. He does it every day, like religiously every day.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Awesome. I don't know. This is anything. Every time I see you, I'm just so blessed. Eh. And I hear even the struggles that you say, struggle every day. Kahit yun, there really is no standard na getting it nga altogether. We're all together in this. We're all kapit lang talaga tayo, best. God's word, God's hope, our wives. So do you get into the zone? Na kahit na paano, what is that like? Na feeling, oh, thank you, Lord. Kahit by God's grace, you got into the father zone. I'm so glad I'm a dad. Yung ganon. When? How does that happen to you?
Every day. Every day.
Oh, so talaga?
I'm not sure if there's such a thing. Pero in terms of not really being able to do your devotions religiously, siguro, it's really more on the faith aspect. Like, I just acknowledge God's, you know, presence in my life every day, in the little things, with food getting delivered, diba, from the Lala Moves and the Grab. It's something worth thanking God for. So every day talaga, God moves His hand in our lives every day, and I think it's important to not compare, and whatever your journey is versus your friend's journey or my journey.
Yes.
Our relationship with God is personal, and
yeah.
God knows how to reach out to us. He knows how to get into us, and it's not the same for everyone. So, ako lang, just for me, I've been really trusting God with a lot of things, even when I was younger. So, yeah. Parang siya talaga yung naging parang, okay, you're the consistent father figure in my life. So, yeah.
Wow, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much for your time. Like I said, I didn't want this to be so much time out for you. But, would it be okay that we pray for you though? Okay, lang yan, Leah?
Yes. Sure, sure.
Yes.
Let me pray.
Can you?
Let's pray.
Pray.
Okay. Lord, we want to thank you that, wow, mighty men. Yes, very humble, never want to take it for granted kung ano man ang kayanan nila, talaga more aware of hindi nila kaya without you. I just want to lift up to you Liam and Luke and Philip, and thank you for these men of God. Thank you that I'm just so blown away that in humility and in simplicity, talagang we can see your glory. And I want to thank you for the Mendozas. I want to thank you also for their mom, Philip's wife, Lois. And I ask your Holy Spirit and your grace to cover them. Cover them through every time, every season. Just like you've revealed yourself to Philip, that you've always been there, you always are with him, and you're always going to be with him. Let that covenant, that promise be for Luke and Liam as well. That the inheritance they receive from Philip and Lois will be you, Lord. Portion of your spirit, your covenant with them, that they'll go through homeschooling, they'll go through their educational phase, they'll go through their work phase, they'll go through their family phase, but you will also be with them every step of the way. Yes, through your word. Yes, through even church. Yes, through kids' church. But Lord, even with them personally, you'll send your spirit according to your word. You'll pour your spirit over to your people, and they'll have vision for you, Lord, vision for their lives. But I declare all the weapons forged against them will not prevail, not division, not lack, not doubt. Lord, you'll destroy all these in the name of Jesus, and it'll be an adventure. It'll be such a great adventure. Joyful, fun. Yes, there'll be hardship, there'll be trials, but never for a single instant will they feel that you will not be with them, because you're fulfilling your word, just like what Philip says. It's not about what we have to do. It's not about, yes, it's good to have discipline, it's good to have habits, but you're just God, and your will be done. particularly in the Mendoza's life. I pray right now, Luke and Liam, could you put your hand over your daddy's, over your daddy, whether in your, his heart, just put your hand over them, him. Lord, we lift up to you. You can follow after me if you can pray for your dad. Lord, we pray for our dad that you continue to secure him. Wipe away all the worries and fears. Wipe away all the past guilt over failures. Lord, it's the old is gone and the new has come. And we want to thank you for our daddy, Daddy Philip, that you're going to continue to secure him even more and more. This we proclaim, Lord, that he's going to enjoy this trip as a dad, enjoy his trip as a husband, and enjoy his journey with you as your son. This we proclaim. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. God bless you all. Thank you.